Why don't we read it out loud together? And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. As we approach communion today, let us come with a heart of thanksgiving. I am justified. Would you just raise your hands and thank the Lord for that? In your own thanksgiving, just say those words. Thank you, Jesus, that I am justified. Thank you, Jesus, that I am justified. God bless you. You may be seated. To be justified is to be made right with God through Jesus Christ. And as we prepare for communion, I would love for you to consider that to be justified is not just a doctrine. It is an experience. And once you have been justified, you can't help but sing, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And when we receive communion today, we remember from Romans chapter 3, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. There is nothing that can compare to being right with God. And at communion, we remember there is nothing about me that makes me right with God. There's nothing about my church attendance that makes me right with God. There's nothing about my good works that makes me right with God. There's nothing about everything I try to do to be kind to others that makes me right with God. There's nothing about decades of Christian service that makes me right with God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. One man by the name of Martin became so consumed with a passion to be right with God that he literally gave up a promising legal career and gave his life to prayer and fasting. Many days of fasting and many nights staying up through the night seeking God in prayer. He literally became a monk. He became a priest, but he could not escape his unrighteousness. Somehow it was plaguing him. It was beating him down until he came across these famous words from Romans 1. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for anybody that's not a Jew. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Not only did that change Martin Luther's life, but it changed the course of humanity. And still today, it transforms the life of people that recognize, I cannot justify myself. My religion cannot justify me. Nothing I do can make me right with God. But I understand He died for me, and I believe it with all of my heart. And so the just shall live by faith. I can be justified because of Calvary. I am saying today that in just a few moments, we take the bread and drink the cup. And I would love for that word to be ringing in your heart. Justified. 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 Until when you read our text again from 1 Corinthians 6, and you hear those famous words, and such were some of you. You won't quickly glance at that list and check off, well, I'm not this, and I'm not that, and oh, those over there, they're really bad. That won't even be a part of it. But when you read that list, all you'll focus on, maybe he didn't get me on this list, but if I keep reading my Bible, there's another list I belong on. But all I know is that he's promised me, and such were some of you. I hope the pastor can approach communion with the revelation, and such were some of you. I hope every person in this particular sanctuary that has some sort of connection with God, where God has even used you to be an influence to others, and you have lived for God diligently, and we rejoice in it, but you can have a fresh revelation, and such were some of you. And so when I take the bread and I drink from the cup, I realize, thank God Jesus died for all these rotten sinners all around me, but I'm in the right place today because I'm one of those that should die because of my sin, and such were some of you. Anybody can take the cup today and take the bread today and say, I deserve to die, but Jesus died for me. Some say that we could teach our kids about being justified, especially our smaller children, by just helping them to consider justified is like saying it's justified, never sin. It's justified, never sin. Now, I'll just pause there and say that's not the same as saying it's just as if there was never sin. Big difference between that, because our world has created a Christian culture where we don't even want to talk about sin. And in fact, if we say too much about sin, we're judging everybody else. I would love for us to be a church where when preaching about sin comes across the pulpit, we just judge ourselves. Would that be okay? Even today, as we get ready to drink from the cup and we get ready to eat the bread, we would just say, Lord, I'm looking at me today and I'm recognizing, and such were some of you. But it is an awesome thing to consider that what Jesus Christ did on the cross was so powerful that it was just as if I had never sinned. He covered my sin with his blood. I'm just saying, every service when we get together, we ought to worship the Lord as if he's covered all of our sins with his blood. And even on Communion Sunday, we ought to take it up a few notches as if we just recognize, I am justified. It's as if all my sins are covered by his blood. I tell you right now, if you go to church long enough and you hear a message about sin, you think the preacher's preaching about somebody else. Don't let that come into your life and destroy and contaminate your Christianity. Instead, approach God with the revelation. If it wasn't for the blood that was shed, I would die lost in sin. But I am justified, not by works of righteousness, which I have done, but by his blood. Oh, could you clap your hands and could you shout with your voice as if to say, justified, justified, justified. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Luke 13, Jesus said, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Not preaching that to you, I'm preaching it to me. Jesus said it to me. James chapter 1, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Just a little sin leads to more sin, and just enough sin, and we die in sin. That's not for the people outside of Heaven View. That's not for the people that don't call themselves Christians. That is for me, and that is for you. Sin will kill every single one of us. And maybe your sins are small sins, but the wages of small sins is death. Maybe your sins are not politically incorrect sins, but the wages of even politically correct sins is death. So when we come to take the bread and drink the cup, something inside of our heart beats afresh and anew. I should die because of my sins, but Jesus died for me. So when I take the bread and drink the cup, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to celebrate. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus. You know why people get cold in their Christianity? They forget about the penalty of sin. And they forget about the promise of eternal life. I pray when we receive communion today, justified, I take the bread, I drink the cup, and my fire for Christianity explodes within my soul. Because I should be on my way to hell. Who among us? Who among us has lived for God enough or been holy enough that you've got to get into heaven free card? I say without Calvary, none of us have an opportunity to stand right with God. But because of his blood that was shed, I can eat the bread, I can drink the cup, and I can say I'm justified. Oh, that makes me want to shout when I don't feel like shouting. That makes me want to worship when I don't feel like worshiping, because I'm justified. Praise God. Praise God. Have you considered, as you get ready for communion, that Jesus died for your sins? Anybody here, you don't have to raise your hand, but you just, every now and then, you want to say, this is me, maybe not you, but this is me. Hey, we're on the same team, you know. And I brought you some of these needs, and I've been seeking you. And what's the deal? It doesn't look like it's getting better. It looks like it's getting worse. You don't have to raise your hand, but that's me. But when I receive communion, I don't worry about none of that. All I can focus is on is if he never does anything else for me. I was supposed to die for my sins, and he died for me. And so I'm going to drink from the cup. I'm going to take the bread. I'm going to praise God that I've been justified. You know, that'd be a good way to come to church every time the doors are open. You know, sometimes it's a struggle. Well, the kids aren't feeling good. Maybe we should stay home. Before you make a decision, would you go back to communion and say, wait a minute, when I took the bread and when I drank from, I know kids get sick, please. I know we have jobs, but we ought to have a fresh appreciation that he died for my sins. He died in my place. When I take the bread, when I drink the cup, I'm justified. Because so often we feel justified, don't we? Well, I ain't going to be able to be friends with that brother because, well, he done this and done that. I'm justified. I don't think that's what he died for. Well, I really can't give right now because I've been going through some stuff and the Lord knows I've been doing my best and I'm justified. I don't really believe that's what he went to the cross for. Well, I would be a Christian, but all them Christians are hypocrites, and so I'm justified. Somehow we have taken the privilege of blood that was shed and a Savior that died on a cross, and we have cheapened it. We have diminished it, not with our words, but with our actions. But today, when we take the bread and drink the cup, there's going to be a fresh revelation. I am justified. I wonder if you could use your voice right now, and in your own words, you could say, thank you, Jesus. I should have died, but you died in my place. It was for my sake. I want you to think about this. Thank you for letting me preach my heart to you. But I want you to think about this. What if when us big kids hear the word justified, we could say in our hearts, it's just as if I died. See, sin is that serious that each one of us should die for our sins. But when he died, it's just as if I died. That's why I'm justified. Because I'm a sinner, and my sins, the judgment for those sins is death. And the only way I could stand right with God is it's as if I've already died. It's as if I've already paid for my sins. It's as if I've already been to the cross. Well, how did that happen? I was justified. He went to the cross in my place. Have we become so sophisticated and so Christian that we don't look at the cross as though I should have been hanging on the cross? We don't look at the cross as though that should have been me. Well, come on, Pastor, you see all the news. You know there's a bunch of crazy, immoral, wicked people. No, he died for me. Because in order for me to be right with God, in order for me to stand right with God, I needed to die for my sins. But I am justified because it's just as if I died. When those crown of thorns, or a crown of thorns was on his head, it was as though it was me. When the spear was in his side, it was for me. When the nails were in his hands and in his feet, you know why I can stand in the presence of God and raise my hands? It's because it's just as if I've already died for my sins, because Jesus died for me. You know why I can shout and dance and speak in tongues? It's because I could never stand right with God until I've died. But when Jesus died, I am justified. It's as if Jesus took my place. It's as if I have died. Hey, that makes me want to drink the cup and take the bread with a revelation. It's just as if I died. Let's all together thank the Lord for dying for our sins. Let's all together thank the Lord for dying in our place. Let's all together thank the Lord that when you die, it's just as if I died. It's just as if I died. That's why I'm justified. Can you clap your hands and thank the Lord for his presence right now? I would like to take a moment to apologize to every new convert and every young person, because sometimes some of us seasoned believers, we make light of sin. We're entertained by sin. There are times we sin, but we don't really act like it's any big deal because our sins are so small compared to other people's sins. And to our new converts and to our young people, forgive us for that. If we have somehow created a climate where you can just disobey and it's like no big deal, we're responsible for that. Somehow we have failed to communicate that sinners die for their sins. Sinners die for their sins. Sin is not a joke. Sin is not a game. Sin is not just so we got more television programming. Sin kills. And the only difference is instead of me dying for my sins, he died for my sins. Instead of every person that sinned in any way, shape, or form that we think, wow, they're such bad sinners and I got to keep my kids away from them, I just tell you, we all ought to recognize that sin. Don't attach that to a person. Don't attach that to a lifestyle. That's sin. Instead of judging others, just judge yourself. God, have I become complacent about my own sin? Have I become casual about sin, that I'm entertained by sin? Why? Because sin kills. Sin destroys. And every sinner should die. And so instead of cursing the world because it's filled with sinners or it's filled with sin, why don't I build an altar and say, God, when I see all the sin, I see what sin does, and I just want to thank you because I should have died. Amen. Amen. And when he died, it's just as if I died. That's why Galatians says this: I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I want to say to this awesome congregation that has responded to the presence of God in such a beautiful way today, when we take the bread and we drink the cup, we are justified. But we are not justified just by the death of Jesus. We are justified by his death, by his burial, and by his resurrection. Because standing righteous in the presence of God is not just because he died in my place. I should have died, and I'm justified because he died. That's part of it. But the other part of it is, now that I'm dead, he is living in me. And the reason why I can stand in the Holy of Holies is because I've got the Holy Spirit inside of me. It's not just his death that justifies me, but every day it's his life in me that justifies me. Because even though in this flesh I would sin every chance I get, in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. As long as he is alive in me, I can crucify this flesh. I can crucify the deeds of this body. I can overcome the works of the flesh, not by my own works, but by his righteousness and by my faith in him. I am justified. As the musicians come, Romans 8 says it this way: for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The old timers, when it came to communion, they literally obeyed the scripture that said, let a man examine himself. And when they examined themselves, they weren't judging others in the congregation or others in the world. They were judging themselves. I know I should have died for my sins. But it's just as if I died because he died for me. And now that he's living in me, it's time to take the bread and drink the cup. But before I do, let me examine myself. Are there deeds in my body that are the old man, the old way, the old nature, old sins, old habits? I've just excused them away because thank God I'm not like all these others. Oh no, that's not how we approach the bread and drink the cup. It's more like this. Have mercy on me, a sinner, oh God. Search my heart, oh God. I wanna rip my heart out and not my garment, Lord. I wanna take this heart that is so religious, this heart that has become so Christian, and I just wanna make sure, Lord, that it's not just a form of godliness. It's not just my Sunday routine. I want to examine myself, God. Because if I, through the Spirit, will kill the deeds of this body, I stand justified. Not just by his death, but by his life. Oh, if we walk in the Spirit, we are the children of God. And in a moment like this, before we take the bread and drink the cup, we recognize, and such was I. Oh, maybe I'm not listed with the fornicators, but I'm still listed with the sinners. Maybe I'm not listed with the adulterers, but I'm still listed with the sinners. Maybe I'm not listed with the whoremongers and all those King James nasty stuff, but I know in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. And I am justified by his death and by his life. If I will just let his Spirit watch over my soul. Oh God, here's the jealousy. Here's the gossip. Here's the envy. Here's the selfishness. Here's the unthankfulness. Come on, I know those are just little things, but they're still sins. Here's the disobedience. Here's the good that I should have done, but I couldn't do. Here it is, God. Here's the evil I didn't want to do, but man, I did it anyway. Oh, God, here it is right now. Here it is, God. Why? Because I'm justified by your death, and I'm justified by your life. Would you bow your heads with me right now? And right where you're seated, would you begin to pray, create in me a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit in me. Lord Jesus, I know the works of the flesh are manifest. I know they're listed several places in the Bible, but I also know that there's words like this and such like. Oh God, I know there's also the warning that it's not enough, that it's a sin to do certain things. But if I have pleasure in those that do those things, if I'm entertained by some of those things that are listed, God, I don't have to go through all the lists today. It's in our Bibles, and God, by your Spirit, you can bring it to our hearts right now, and we can be justified by your death and by your life. I wonder if everybody in the congregation would just begin to join me in a prayer of confidence, a prayer of repentance, but a prayer of confidence. Lord Jesus, there is no sin in my life that you didn't die for. There is no weakness in my flesh that you didn't die for. There is no failure in my Christian walk that you didn't die for. And so I am justified, Lord. I have already died for those things because you died for me. And so God, I'm asking you by your Spirit to cleanse me, to forgive me, to renew me, so that when I take the bread and when I drink from the cup, I'm going to be renewed in the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to be able to crucify areas of my flesh that are not submitted to your will, and I'm going to be able to rise to walk in newness of life because of your blood. Because of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, I'll ask. In the name of the Lord. I know this is a little bit unique for us, but let's just take another moment and just remain in that holy presence of God. In just that holy presence of God. Let's just remain. Let's just let His Spirit wash over our soul. Because in a moment we're going to celebrate. In a moment we're going to celebrate. But this is the season to examine ourselves. Come on. If there's been disobedience, come on, bring it to Jesus right now. Right where you're seated, give it to Jesus right now. If there's been worldliness right now, give it to Jesus right where you are. If maybe there's something against a brother or a sister or a neighbor, give it to Jesus right now. If there's anything in your heart that you know, boy, that's that old man coming to life again. That's that old me coming back to life again. Come on, give it to the Lord right now. Come on, if there are areas where your flesh has been moving towards the things of this world, and you want to look like the world, and you want to act like the world, and you want to get caught up with the world, come on, would you just give it to the Lord right now? Because you're dead, remember, you're dead. It's just as if you died, and now those things that used to appeal to your flesh, they don't appeal to your flesh right now. They don't appeal. You don't want to look like the world wants you to look. You don't want to live like the world wants you to live. Why? Because you're dead. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. We used to sing a chorus around here, and they'll probably sing it in a moment, but it says, consecrate me. Consecrate me. In other words, I want my life to be separated for the service of God. That's why I'm justified and sanctified. I'm set apart for His service. And that's what examining ourselves is all about. Have I got caught up in just living for myself? Have I got caught up in just doing what pleases me? I may not be sinning, but is it possible that the old me is resurfacing and it's not about what God wants? It's about what I want. And so I want to make sure as I take the bread and drink the cup today that I have allowed Jesus to justify me by His death. By His life. Would you stand and raise your hands and begin to sing this as your prayer? Just make this your prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.